B'yom Kippur, Alev Tzerech Liyot Maleh Simcha. On Yom Kippur, the heart needs to be full of joy. Umrim Kol Rebim, Yom Kippur Wa Yom HaSamech Biyoter B'Shana. All the Rebbes say Yom Kippur is the most joyous time of the entire year. Which is fascinating. If you, you know, read the Chumash straight, V'initem en nafshoteichem, make your, afflict your heart, you don't eat, you don't drink. Doesn't seem so joyous. You know, go to a lot of shuls, and you don't see so many people smiling and dancing, right? But the Rebbe's important to Rav Shlomo says, no, it's the happiest day of the year. And the truth is, it's not just the Rebbe's, it's the Mishnah and Tainus. And it goes like this, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo yu yamim tovim leYisrael chachamisha asa ba'av uke yom kippurim. There are no happy days like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And then the girls would go out and dance in the vineyards on Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur.
Do we dance on Yom Kippur?
That's what it says. Yep, dressed in white. How they found the energy, I don't know. Kibbutz. I mean, they went on a diet and they found stuff.
Right. You know, Tu B'Av, it was the Indian of getting like finding your zivik or something.
I think it's the same thing in Yom Kippur. Dafka, when you're pure, it's a beautiful time.
Same like people would like find their zivik again.
I don't know. It's a great time to find your zivik. When you're so pure of sin. It's a great time to get married.
Yeah.
Right after Yom Kippur. The minhag is not to get married in the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, so many people get married right after Yom Kippur. And it's really a marriage between us and Hashem. It's this purifying time of rebuilding ourselves, rebuilding our relationship with Hashem.
Yeah.
There's a mamash, a lot of connections between Yom Kippur. You wear a kittel under the chuppah, you wear a kittel, the white robe on at your wedding. There's a lot of connections between weddings and Yom Kippur. Now, there's a simple way of explaining what's so happy about Yom Kippur. You guys take a guess. What's the happy aspect of Yom Kippur?
We're getting a cleansing.
Yeah. Very simple. Very simple. He'll explain it in the simple, beautiful way that Rosh Hashanah always does. Imagine you owe $10 million to the bank. I have no way of paying this back. I'm mamish in debt. And one day, I get a letter from the bank. Not only are they totally wiping out your debt, $1 million. By the way, I'm also lending you $10 million. Friends, am I going to still go, oi, oi, oi. Because I didn't pay back my debt from last year. The bank is telling you, I'm forgiving you of your debt. He's giving you a new lending, a new loan. Ain't this a reason to mamish dance and go crazy? Good enough for me, right? Very simple. Now, of course, if someone recognizes that you need to do tshuva, when you're doing vido, you're doing vido, you're saying sorry. But, you know, when you're done, when you're celebrating, you're dancing, there's got to be both those emotions of celebrating with bitachon, with trust in Hashem. He says, you know, purify yourself for your sins, and we believe him. Of course, it's, you know, we learn the Rambam, it's not everything that it atones for. There's certain, you have to do tshuva to atone for certain sins, and there's certain really, really harsh sins that take, you know, a lot of tshuva. But at the end of the day, I don't know percentages, but it's gone. It's being whitewashed.
Yeah.
So that's reason to dance and sing. I'm pretty convinced. But there's a deep reason. Aval emeti Yom Kippur or Beir Termitzah. It's a lot more than that. Yom Kippur. What's the second reason? Let's see if you guys can guess. What's the second reason why we're so happy on Yom Kippur? Because what?
Because
the Knesset is so cool. Yeah. Because we connect to Hashem better. Yefeh. Yom Kippur Yom Shel Akirva Hachi Gdola Beninu Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the day of the greatest closeness. Zeh Yom HaYachid Bo Nichnas HaKohen Gotel HaKodesh HaKodeshim. It's one day the Kohen goes into the Holy of Holies. Shamu Chava Et Rov HaKirva Hachi Amukah. The deepest closeness is what we he felt. Ever let me lean beyond words. Right? Unfortunately, Shlomo says most people don't get this. For them, Yom Kippur, you go in, you know, feeling bad, and you end up feeling go worse, and go eat a little bit, and then next year you have a new bag of sins to feel bad about. That's not Shlomo's Yom Kippur. Shlomo's Yom Kippur is about mamish cleansing ourselves and feeling that closeness. Still, we have this mitzvah called Vidui. Right? Hashamnu baganu gadalnu. The mitzvah of the Rambam says that's the mitzvah of tshuva according to the Rambam, of confession. So now, Shlomo is going to give an interpretation of Vidui that I doubt you're going to hear anywhere else. It's a pretty radical explanation. It's pretty interesting. Vidui again is confession, and let's see. Let's see how he explains it. Because it seems pretty sad. How does that work with Shlomo's theory about everything's happy and joyful? Yeah, we admit our mistakes. And in the avoda of the days leading up to Erev Yom Kippur is to think about our mistakes and write out our mistakes and talk about it and speak about the specific mistakes you made on Yom Kippur. And that's actually probably the thing I'm most excited about in this trip is the airplane ride, because there's no WhatsApp, no distractions, just me and a pen and a paper and thinking about my year and my mistakes and trying to hopefully make a plan of how to get better.
How long is the flight?
Unfortunately, it's only like 2-3 hours. Oh. I need like 10 hours to think of all my mistakes. But
yeah.
2 hours on a plane is like 10 hours of regular time. It's like focus. Yeah. But let me give you a taste of the matter. Maybe this sounds a little bit too much, but this is my way of giving it across to you. I'm debating whether I should share this Torah. I actually love this Torah and also find it challenging. I'm going to give it over and you tell me what you think. Imagine there's a couple, a husband and wife, and the woman runs away with a different guy. And then they get back together. And they're so close in the end. What does she tell him when they're really close? You should know, my beloved. Even in the time when you thought I forgot about you, I was always thinking about you. I never stopped missing you. On Yom Kippur, I'm not telling God about my mistakes. Even when I did this and this wrong, I never forgot you, Hashem. I did everything wrong. But I still never forgot you. Something else completely. They're saying, yeah, Hashem, I did this wrong, I did that wrong. But even when I did it, I didn't really forget you, Hashem. I was always really connected to you, Hashem. Now comes the Baal Shem Tov. A man who wasn't so faithful to his wife, God forbid. And then he goes back to her and admits his sins before her. He tells her everything he did wrong. How's he going to tell it over? Seemingly with a broken heart, right? With a lot of sadness. But now imagine he starts singing. Won't she be angry? I was terrible. I did this. I stole. I was horrible. Like, what are we doing? Like, we sing. Everyone sings. Stop being an idiot. She's going to tell him. You're singing me this? Chutzpah. But everyone knows we sing Hashabnu Baganu. We sing Vidui. In our personal Vidois, we don't sing, but in the communal Vidois, we sing it. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov explained every year before the Vidui Ribono shel olam, im lo yinu chotim, if I tashom yani gun kol kach yafe, if we didn't sin, where would you hear such a beautiful song? Gevald, nachon? No, Rabbi Nishkav. Crazy, right? Crazy. So what's he saying here? At the time, Rishon was not exactly explaining 100% what he's trying to say. So he's leaving it a little space for us to interpret.
If we wouldn't have sinned, we wouldn't hear the song. That's what he's saying?
Yeah, so what does that mean? What's he really saying?
Through the sinning, it's like it's a new kind of song.
Right. This is the Torah. We don't say the other 364 days of the year. But on Yom Kippur, we realize that that process of making a mistake, actually, when we do tshuva, especially from love, it brings out Hashem in a whole new world, in a whole new way. So the sin brought out a song. This, a new song into the world. So the one who says that in the place where a Baal Tshuva stands is even higher than a tzaddik, I believe is Rish Lakish, who himself was a Baal Tshuva.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's like in a movie. Imagine a movie, it would all be good. The whole movie.
Boring.
Very boring movie. No one would go to see that movie. Hashem's watching us in the big screen. You know, he's entertaining, you know. Where's the movie? Not to say that we should chas v'shalom do bad or have bad, but you know, when we look back, we say, you know what, that made it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, you enjoy your food more when you actually feel hungry.
Yeah.
You feel like, bang, it's not a comfortable thing to feel hungry.
Nechon.
But then you enjoy your whatever
it's
food.
It's something I've learned through life.
So much more.
The most delicious, you know, food is like a cucumber when I'm hungry is like better than like a gourmet food when I'm stuffed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about you need the lacking. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the Holy of Holies, about the symbolism, the apex. Hopefully, if you guys haven't experienced it, you go to a good synagogue and there's a great moment where we reenact the holy service of the high priest. As if we were there. And, you know, in the olden days, what was Yom Kippur? You would watch the holy priest do his holy service. So now we reenact it. We retell the story of how he would go in and dip and this and that, all these strange things that the priest is doing to gain purity. And the end, he walks out. It's like right at the end of Musaf. So everyone's tired and, you know, falling asleep. And, like, suddenly the Kohen comes out. Clean, pure, and the whole nation celebrates. And we reenact that. And in many yeshivot, you sing the song. Emet man heheda, ayako ingado. Emet man heheda, ayako ingado. Ah, ete heito, vibet koche akodashi. Ay, 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 shalom, believe me. Mama's dancing, go crazy, and reenact when the high priest gets out of the Holy of Holies. And the question is, like, what is going on here? What's that all about? He goes into a place and he leaves. Like, what does it mean? What does it mean for us? So Shlomo's going to teach us. Kulam yodim sharega achinis gabi yom kiparu keshakon and gondol nechnas lefnai lefnim lekodesh koshishim. Everybody knows. The highest moment of Yom Kippur is when the holy priest goes into the Holy of Holies. Ani batuach shebarur lachem she'am Yisrael hayu nichnas im kohen gadol lekodesh kodeshim. I'm sure you all know, of course you know, that every Jew was going with that high priest. The high priest wears in the breastplate all of Am Yisrael, 12 tribes, and his neshama is a neshama klalit, a general soul, which every soul is connected to. To that soul, and they all are going in with him. Okay. Klomar yesh ba'omek alev shel kol yehudi nekuda nichneset im kohen gadol. There's a part of your soul which is going to the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. Haknisa lekodesh hakodeshim iknisa lemeev lemakom. Now, when you go into the Holy of Holies, it's a place beyond space. כי אתם יודעים שקודש קודשים בעצם אין לו מקום, מעבר למקום. Holy of Holies is a place beyond physicality. Right? The Mishnah talks about how the Aron didn't actually, if you measure it, it doesn't fit into the Holy of Holies. Because it's a place beyond physicality. It's a spiritual vortex. V'gam Yom Kippur, me'ever, and also Yom Kippur, it's like a different world. It's a different universe. Yom Kippur is man she'me'ever l'sman. It's beyond time. Ma'uri lanu akon gadol min ha'shamayim b'knisato l'kodesh kodeshim. What did the holy priest bring back to us when he went into the Holy of Holies? Ma'u t'chil, hinchil d'orot. What did he bring down for the generations? V'hinchil lanu et ha'bitachon she'anachnu yicholim l'kasher et atzmenu l'makom achi gavoa b'shamayim. He gave us the confidence that we can connect ourselves to the highest place in the heavens. We can go so high. Amakom kol kach gavoa she'im nehye kshurim sham, lo nuchal od lasot ta'uyot v'lo noda ad me'ara. A place so holy that if we would connect to there, we would not know any mistakes. And we would not know any evil. We're really connected on high. Nothing, we just flow. Everything just flows in a good way. Like when I have a good prayer, everything just flows right. When I feel disconnected, things are off. Atem mivinim yedidim, you know my friends? Kol habaya shelanu hi she'in lanu shemet shemusag kama gavoa anachli chodim ha'alot. Our whole problem is we don't understand how high we can go. We don't understand how high our souls really reach. Atem yodim, yishtei derachim lisloch. There's two ways to forgive. I love this line. Ben asa mashu lo tov. A son did something bad. Ze paga ba'aviv. And it hurt his father. Aviv yachol lomar, beseder pagata bi, ava ani solach lecha. Listen, you hurt me, but I forgive you. So, right? Aslach lanu. And even mechal lanu. Aval yesh derech vo ayotar, but there's a higher way. Ha'aba shel lo rata shum davar sheyafriya lekesher b'nehem. Father doesn't want anything to disconnect from our relationship. Umar Lebno, so he tells his son, Ani kol kach ohev otcha, sheze lo meshaneh. I love you so much that it doesn't matter. Shechachti me'akol. I forgot everything. If that can ever happen. That's a much higher level. Not that you did something wrong, but I let it go. But that was a process that, remember we did this year about the 13 midos of Rachamim? That was exactly the process Hashem went through. First he says, listen, I'm not going to punish them, but like, I still have beef. And then Moshe kept that digging and digging and digging, and then eventually Hashem's like, fine, it's gone. It's like it didn't even happen, pretty much. Kol ha'shana anachnu osim avariyot v'nirshamot v'shamayim. All year we do a sin, and God writes it down. Every action we do, it's written down. V'achrei she'anachnu osim tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu omer, ani solach lechem. And after we do tshuva, God says, okay, I wipe it out. Gam b'yom kippur atzmo, achrei she'aron nichnas lifnayim lifnim, v'hodi alanu, yom Hashem selachti t'varecha. When Aaron goes in, he says, okay, I'm not going to punish you anymore. I'm not holding you accountable for what you did. Barama she'alanu, kishanachnu chotim, anachnu mamash trichim sicha. On our level, when we sin, we really need to ask Hashem for forgiveness. Aval yesh makom gavoa, but there's a place so high. Le'eila u'le'eila, super high. Where the high priest touches when he's in the Holy of Holies. Only once a year. There, he doesn't ask forgiveness. He's just silent. There he understands. The sins weren't even written. God didn't even hear about the sins. They never really reached him. Kira lachen, Yehudi shalosh shomer Shabbat uva lebekesh slicha. Imagine that there's a Jew that didn't keep Shabbos and he wants to ask for forgiveness. Yigash alav Aron HaKohen, but Aron HaKohen comes up to me and says, listen buddy, you know my brother? Dibarti Malakim, I spoke with Hashem. He didn't notice he didn't keep Shabbos. Zavon Hashem. It wasn't even written. Nothing happened. Right? That happens to me sometimes. Sometimes I think I broke a halacha and I feel really bad about it. I asked my friend. He's like, no, it was fine. You didn't even violate the law. And I was like, well. That's what happens in Yom Kippur. Atem yodim madua. You know why? Emeti shebefnim befnim. Kol yodi shomer Shabbat. inside, this is a little controversial. Shlomo's saying, Izbitz Torah, Izbitz Rebbe, which is one of his big Rebbes. Every Jew is really keeping Shabbos. A part of your soul is keeping Shabbos. What do we know, right? We never take a Jew out of Klal Yisrael. And every Jew, there's always a part of you that remains connected to his Torah. And that's what all the rabbis say. Even the lowest Jew who doesn't keep Shabbos, for 1 second you must experience Shabbos. What do we know? It could be that moment of that Jew that doesn't keep Shabbos but kept it for a moment. It's deeper than all of the Shabboses of all the Rebbes. Who knows? We can't know. So let's translate this to our language. What the heck is Rav Shlomo saying? What's going on Yom Kippur? What's he saying that you didn't really sin? What does that mean? But I did. I broke Shabbos. Like, what does it mean?
What is important is to know. Now you know it was not good. And you don't want to. You try not to do it again.
Right.
You're better
now. Right. Nachon. Yom Kippur is beyond time, so it's like a different universe. It's like there's bank accounts, you know, plus, minus, sin, bank, whatever. That's, you know, a lot of the time God has to act like a judge, you know. And then, like, here's a great mashal I heard from Rav Pinkus I was reading yesterday. Imagine a father is really mad at his little kid, his 4-year-old son, because he was such a naughty boy and he wrote all over the wall. And he's about to come over to him, and he's so angry at him. And he's going to give him a speech. He's going to rock his world. And his little kid goes to the closet and takes out his dad's hat and starts playing with his dad's hat. And he looks so cute. And the father looks at his kid and just starts laughing. Right? At that moment, he just loves his kid. He can't really punish him. That moment, nothing else exists except the love that he feels towards his kid, despite all the punishments. So I don't think Rav Shlomo is saying that you didn't sin. But he's saying on a certain level, our neshama was always connected to Hashem. No matter what we did, in the Holy of Holies, so to speak, our soul was always connected to Hashem, whether we know it or not. And that's what we're tapping into on Yom Kippur.
So on a certain level, we also never meant to sin. We basically didn't do it on purpose, even if we did it on purpose. Like, deep down inside, we're so connected to Hashem that it's like,
yeah,
not what our soul really wants.
Exactly.
I remember once my daughter, she went over a bridge. We were like in this play park, and I told her to hold my bag for a second, and my phone dropped out, like slid out, and it fell through the bridge in the water under the bridge. Wow. And she's like, Mama, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. I'm just running down trying to save my phone. It was too late. But in that moment, like, I saw, like, she was so scared of me getting angry that I'm like, I know you didn't do that on purpose. Like,
Okay. So
I think it's really beautiful that you say that deep down we're connected to Hashem. So basically, all our sins, we're really sorry then. Hashem will be like, it's okay. I love you anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We're sincere.
Yeah, so that's Yom Kippur. It's a time to recreate ourselves. We almost become new people. Literally new people. Not just, you know, yesterday I got my sins. It's not a bank account. I'm common, 365 sins. Now I have zero sins. It's a different person. A Baal Tshuva, in a real sense, that's why the Rambam says you change your name. I'm a different human being. I have to believe that. I have to believe that all my bad habits from last year, that was last year. Of course, also I have to be practical and make a plan as to how I'm not going to go back to my bad habits.
Yeah.
But have to also believe that Hashem is recreating me. You know?
You also have to be careful, because the greater a person is, the greater is its aura. So.
Sure.
So, like, if you shoot up, like,
maybe you'll.
After Yom Kippur, you have to be on guard, because like, it's going to come after you stronger.
That's why the great rabbis, the Zusha and others, and Baruch Hashem, me and my Rebbe, Rabbi Yair, we try to do this custom. Right after Yom Kippur, what's the first thing you do? Everyone, first off, runs to do Kiddush Levana, sanctify the moon. At least the men do that. And people drink and eat, have l'chaim. Eat something. But Rosh Zusha, he would say, I'm hungry! And they bring him food. And he says, I don't want food, I want a Gemara. And he'd start learning Gemara Sukkah. Because it's so sweet. And I've had this experience. I usually read Rosh Shlomo's Torahs on Sukkot. So sweet when your soul feels clean, singing the Shana Bab Yishalayim to start learning Torah. It's like you're a different person. So you don't want to just go straight into the food in this world and get drawn into that. You want to just mamish taste the world of Hashem. And I personally like almost want to just like stay there. Yeah. Actually, that's where Shlomo is amazing Kiddush. About Ni'ila, right? And maybe we can close this and we'll sing a tefillah to Hashem. So he says, so everybody knows Ni'ila is when the gates of heaven are closing. Then Ol. Right, right now, in the Saras Mechuvah, the gates of heaven are open in a special way of Tshuva, chaining ourselves. And then Yom Kippur, it's like closing. Ni'ila, it's gone. So we like scream and pray and make sure we get the best prayer. Over and over and over, Avinu Malkeinu, we're like begging one last shot, one last prayer, one last. And most people say Ni'ila, and then the doors are locked. Shlomo says, no, the doors closed, and now we're locked in with Hashem. That's what Ni'ila is. It's just us and Hashem. And maybe the highest moment is not Ni'ila, but Marv right after. Right after Ni'ila, what do? We die with Marv. So Hashem should bless us. Please Hashem, with a year, an amazing Yom Kippur, where we pour out our hearts and are so real with Hashem. We tell Him about our mistakes, and we tell Him about what we're happy, and we tell Him about what we're sad, and just so real with Hashem. And we really sing. We find Hashem to send us to the right shul or the right tree to sing and dance with. And Hashem should bless us to mamish feel like we're new people and have an amazing year going to Sukkot with so much joy. Throughout the Shem, what's a good nigga? I make a Shaino, then it's for Terra, then Helkaino, then Torah Terra, Sabeino, me to Berra. Samach nashin v'shuatecha Haikad v'sheinu v'mitzvotecha V'tim chelkeinu v'toiratecha Tzaveinu mitubecha V'samach nashin Amen.